From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgians honor those killed in Tuesday's terrorist attack. Belgium Wednesday held a minute of silence for the victims of Tuesday's attack. One of the three men who set off explosions in Brussels is still at large. The other two attackers, both suicide bombers, are dead. One of those two men is believed to be a bomb maker for last year's Paris attacks. And Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says one of those attackers had been detained by Turkey and deported to Europe, where he was released about 8 months ago. Mr. Erdogan said his government warned authorities in Belgium. U.S. President Barack Obama met Wednesday with Argentina's new pro-market president, Mauricio Macri, in a sign of warming relations between the two countries. President Obama arrived early Wednesday in Buenos Aires for a two-day visit, which coincides with the 40th anniversary of a coup supported by the United States.
On this anniversary and beyond, we are absolutely determined to do our part as Argentina continues to heal and move forward as one nation.
President Obama. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Moscow to discuss the situations in Ukraine and Syria with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov at the Kremlin. They are also likely to discuss Tuesday's attacks in Paris. I should say in Brussels. The United Nations and human rights groups are calling on Egypt to stop its crackdown on rights activists. 14 international organizations, including Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International, said Egyptian authorities should stop calling rights activists in for questioning, banning them from travel, and attempting to freeze their personal funds and family assets. This is VOA News. The leading U.S. presidential candidates are weighing in on how best to cope with the threat of terrorism. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump says Tuesday's attack on Brussels could have been prevented if authorities had resorted to harsh interrogation techniques against a Paris attacker that had been captured last week. But leading Democratic presidential contender Hillary Clinton disagreed and denounced Trump.
We can't let fear stop us from doing what's necessary to keep us safe. Nor can we let it push us into reckless actions that end up making us less safe.
Hillary Clinton, just days after the announcement of a European Union-Turkey refugee agreement, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan criticized the bloc, saying it could not be trusted. Dorian Jones takes a look.
Under the terms of the EU-Turkey agreement, migrants who illegally cross the Aegean and enter Greece from Turkey will be sent back to Turkey. In exchange, Turks would be granted visa-free travel through the EU as early as June, as long as Ankara complies with certain EU conditions. But President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is increasing pressure on Brussels to honour its commitment and questioning its sincerity. He said that if Turkey looks to the past from the perspective of values, it can see EU leaders never keep their words and will not do so this time. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Syrian forces backed by Russian airstrikes have advanced to the outskirts of the ancient city of Palmyra. It's their campaign to retake the area from Islamic State militants. Parties to the conflict in Yemen have agreed to a cessation of hostilities and a new round of peace talks to begin next month. UN Special Envoy on Yemen, Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed, says the nationwide truce will begin at midnight, local time April 10th, and face-to-face talks between the parties are scheduled for April 18th in Kuwait. A Vietnamese court has handed down prison sentences for a prominent blogger and his assistant. They were accused of publishing articles critical of the government. Blogger Nguyen Thu Vinh was sentenced to 5 years in prison. His assistant's was 3 years. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear a challenge by religious groups opposed to a government effort to ensure employees have access to free birth control. Faith-based groups say they oppose a provision in the nation's health care law that requires them to inform their insurers or the government of any objections they have to the coverage. The groups argue the law makes them complicit in providing birth control, something they say violates their freedom of religion. A South African man has found what may be a piece of the missing Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. Niels Kruger said he was walking along a beach near the town of Mossel Bay when he saw the unusual object laying in his path. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.